شكرا معالي الرئيسة وشكرا للسيدات والسادة.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to thank the members of the committee for all of the very important questions that they have raised.
Whereby we are surrounded by areas of conflict from all directions. However, Egypt plays a very active role to help establish peace and maintain peace. Concerning women, Egypt is very active in working to implement the UN Security Council Action Plan for Women, Peace and Security in accordance with the Security Council Resolution 1325, and the same for the UN Security Council Resolution concerning children involved in armed conflict. Also, Egypt is a developing country, and we all know that when it comes to economic, social and cultural rights, the state is committed to the progressive realization of these rights as much as national resources allow and within the framework of international cooperation where possible. Egypt is actively engaged in the implementation of these rights for refugees, and the figures given by IOM is quite big for developing countries. However, Egypt has no refugee camps. Refugees are free to live where they want. They are free to work where they want. Constraints on employment opportunities in a country with a population constraints is understandable for a developing country. However, we as a National Council for Human Rights spare no effort to receive complaints by migrants and refugees and people on the move in general. And in our presentation earlier on, we have spoken on how we are sparing no effort to harmonize the draft refuge law with international human rights standards. And this is one of our recommendations to the esteemed committee, if you recommend to the state party to enhance its efforts to harmonize the draft refuge law in accordance with the convention, because so far we're not happy with the provision. It does not fall according to international human rights standards, but the ongoing conversation gives us reason to believe that we can reach a law that is harmonized with international human rights criteria or standards. Concerning the Criminal Procedure Code and the relationship between the Criminal Procedure Code and our convention, there is a very strong relationship. For some refugees or people on the move coming from areas of hostilities or armed conflicts or internally displaced, and borders between Egypt and Sudan further on to Africa are open. So the pressure is very high, and awareness raising campaigns, which we do, is to educate anyone who comes to us with their human rights. And also we have a duty to raise awareness of parliamentarians when they are drafting the Criminal Procedure Code on the human rights component of this code, which can collide or make some newcomers to Egypt in conflict with the law, and they fall liable to the implementation of the Criminal Procedure Code. So strengthening the human rights approach of the Criminal Procedure Code will feed into the refuge law and will feed in improving the enjoyment by people on the move living inside Egypt or Egyptians living abroad of the human rights, which is really our mandate, and we refer to it raising awareness as well as capacity building. And we also refer to the capacity building program with the Ministry of Justice in Egypt. All members of the judiciary, for 2 years now, over 2 years, they are involved in a massive program of cooperation, awareness raising, and capacity building. So this is in so far as the criminal procedure code. Concerning people on the move coming from Sudan and Gaza, these are two countries with serious internal situations. The situation in Sudan, there is an internal conflict, and there is no camp or no place for detention of people coming from Sudan. It is a point to check documents. Concerning medical checkup, I think it's in the best interest of any person coming in to know whether he or she needs medical assistance. And again, there is no restriction on the right to seek medical care or medical assistance in Egypt. So I think we all agree that this is for the benefit of the people coming into Egypt to know this. As our daily work for the interest of migrant workers, we have a very vibrant complaint mechanism, and we receive complaints. I personally receive complaints on my personal mobile. Most recently, we had a complaint from a group of Egyptians in Saudi Arabia who went into conflict with the law, and they are now facing capital punishment for smuggling drugs, and we're working on helping them. So we really reach out on a daily basis, 24/7. And we also follow through meeting with the unions in the outside Egypt. We go to them and meet with them, and I think, would you like to add?
Yes.
My colleague, Mohammed Mamdouh, would like to add to this.
Okay.
Okay.